Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Anna Christina. Happy birthday to you. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I would like to wish a very special person a happy birthday. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Anna Christina.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Let's just get this out of the way. Your last name is Cash by marriage.
Yeah, so My full name is Anna Christina Cash. My husband, John Carter Cash, is the only son of Johnny Cash and June Carter together. Each of his parents had children. The first few marriages, you know, but he's the son of Johnny and June. And yes, we've been together for 6 years, been my husband for almost four. So, and we have a little girl named Grace June, who is turning three in September. And I have three stepchildren, three older stepchildren.
Well, and let's talk about your family and your roots. Your parents immigrated here to the United States in the 1960s?
They did, yes. Yeah. So I grew up speaking English and Spanish in my household in Miami, Florida. You know, on the onset of the communism and when the revolution came and Fidel Castro said he was going to be communist, we essentially, not we, I wasn't born yet, but my grandparents and my parents came to the United States for a better life and to kind of flee the persecution of that came along with communism. And they, you know, they worked hard, built the American dream. Just all the stuff you see in movies really provided us with a nice life through their hard work and their work ethic. And I'm so grateful really to have been born in this country. And, but I still, you know, I still really care about my Hispanic heritage, and, you know, I try to let that influence seep through in music as well as food, and just, you know, very proud of my culture.
And I wanted to pull that out. Your father had an air conditioning company. He was a mechanical engineer, and your mom studied to be a teacher.
Yes, you do your research. I can elaborate on that. You're awesome. So my father, yes, he studied engineering, and so did my uncle. So with my uncle Ruben, my father's name is Rene, and my dad's still working. My dad's 75 years old and refuses to retire. They have an air conditioning business in South Florida, you know, that they've expanded to one of the largest in their territory. I'm very proud of them. And, you know, they work in three counties, and it's residential air conditioning, and they take on big construction projects really. And, but, you know, he started putting in the air units himself essentially. So after engineering school, both he and my uncle got, you know, were offered jobs by Ford Motor Company in Michigan. My uncle went and was not happy where he was for the time being. My dad had the idea. He's like, hey, let's just start a company together. So they, you know, they started from the way bottom, and, you know, that's really who I look to the most for my work ethic. Really, I admire what he and my uncle did.
When did little Anna Christina pick up the musical instruments and start singing?
Well, I started watching Disney movies on TV as early as 3 or 4 years old. And my grandma used to tell my mom, hey, I think she's like singing along with all this stuff. Like, she has a nice voice, you know? And my mom's like, oh, be quiet. All little kids sing. You're ridiculous. You know? My poor grandma was really telling the truth, because I really was interested in music. And anytime like Annie would come on or like some Disney thing, I just loved it. So I started really singing in school church and choir and the auditoriums. And it grew into this love in which, it was the longest running variety show at this time. It was called Sábado Gigante, and they filmed in Miami out of Univision Network, which is based in Miami. And that was like my biggest shot, really. They had this kids segment, and these kids would perform on TV, and it was sort of like Star Search, but in Spanish. And they'd have little competitions and like little musical numbers. And they'd put a number at the bottom of the TV that said, if your child is interested in auditioning for this program, call this number. So I was like, Mom, I really want to do this. Can you take me? So, you know, I watched it again with my grandmothers all the time. Like, I really watched so much TV as a kid. I really think that, like, I was raised by TV. Yeah, my mom called. I auditioned at the age of 6, and they accepted me. And from the age of 6 to 13, off and on, I would do the show. Just I'd be a part of these competitions that were pretty rough, very competitive, actually, now that I think about it, where the audiences, if they liked your performance the most, would clap the loudest for you or not, you know. So sometimes I'd win, sometimes I'd lose. It, you know, it varied. And then I also did various musical numbers. Like, if there was Mother's Day, they'd do a Mother's Day skit with a song that we would record in a studio and then act out and sing and dance. So it was a great tool and a stepping stone for me in my later career when I decided to record demos around the age of 14, 15 of my own.
And you earned a very fitting bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism. I love that.
Thank you. Yes. Education was always a priority for my family. They're like, no matter what you do, if you're out there singing, you're doing the thing, you know, like we just really want you to study because I understand my parents coming from the background. They came as immigrants. They just wanted us to have, my sisters and I, to have the best opportunities we could. And, you know, maybe entertainment didn't seem like the most solid career to them at the time. And it's true. Entertainment can come and go. You could have hits or not, or just be, you know, a working musician. But they always felt it was important to have a backup plan.
So how has COVID-19 affected your effort to graduate in 2021?
My master's program that I'm in now is a continuing education program through Harvard University, through Harvard Extension School, creative writing and literature, because it's, again, writing is something I love, just not only songwriting, but fiction writing. Most of it is through correspondence. Most of it was already on Zoom, which is crazy enough. So when this happened, I had already fulfilled my mandatory one-week residency on campus. I'd taken other classes with mandatory weekends. But I fulfilled all of my in-person duties. So the majority of my classes that have been on Zoom continue to be on Zoom. So I have, you know, summer semester on Zoom left. And then I have thesis work for quite a while. And then I should be graduated, God willing, November 2021, if I keep getting good grades. I had the idea to go back to school, and I never thought I wanted to go back to school again. It's, you know, in addition to music, I felt the need to expand. I felt like I had a want and a need to write fiction, but I really didn't have the right structure. I have structure as a songwriter, as a poet, but I really always had so many ideas for fiction, but I just didn't know where to go with it. So my decision to put myself through a program was for the discipline, essentially, because I knew that if I'd read up on this stuff and try to do it on my own, I might get sidetracked. So I almost feel like I need people to like rein things in for me in order to learn about it. And I had also finished, you know, I thought about it while I was pregnant with my daughter and, you know, what kind of a person I wanted her to be, what kind of person, you know, I wanted her to see me as. So I felt like I could do better. And I asked myself the solid question, the honest question, am I doing the most I can with my life? You know? And the answer was, I felt there was more that I could do. So that's why I started the program. I started the following semester after she was born is when I started. And then through traveling and like breastfeeding, you know, not, excuse me for the TMI, and through everything, I went through my program and I continue to do it now.
I think we all need to evaluate whether we're doing enough in our life, because as I saw with my father passing away at 58 years old, we are limited in the time that we have. And we either do something or we don't. And if we don't, we live with that when we're at the end of our life, that we have these regrets if we have time to regret. But we all need to look at that question and say, am I doing enough? And then if we're not, then find what we need to be doing while we're still here.
I agree with you entirely. And now with this whole COVID-19 situation that has happened, it's forced me to reevaluate my life again. I don't know if you felt that way, if other people you know have felt that way, but it's forced me to sit in my space and be like, again, am I doing the most I can with myself? So I could organize this and that. Like, I'm stuck in my immediate like home and in my world. Like, what around here have I ignored because I've been traveling so much, because I've been working so much? What attention do I need to bring to the home, not only aesthetically and organizationally, but just in general? Like, what needs to be done around here? What have I been running from, like when I've been touring or traveling? You know what I mean? So it forces you to be in one space for a certain amount of time, you know, especially the first 3 weeks of it. I thought it was shocking, actually. I'm much better now, but the first 3 weeks were kind of like a reality check for me that I'm so grateful that I had the chance to travel for work or recreationally, because it's something that I guess, you know, we've all sort of taken to granted to a certain degree. I look back on that now and I'm grateful that I had the moments when I did to be able to travel.
I'm right there with you, because this was an opportunity to adapt and overcome a real challenge. when you look at what was happening around us and people were trying to figure out what to do next for their own homes, for their jobs, for communication, all the different things that people had to refigure out. And people weren't prepared for that in a lot of ways. I believe that our communities have done a good job when it comes to being able to manage. And I know that there are people out there right now who may be listening who are struggling because of COVID-19, and it's financial, it's mental, it's physical. There are a lot of different ways that people have been affected, and we are mindful of you, and you are in our prayers because we're concerned about you and want you to know that you matter. And you may not be heard right now, and you may not be seen right now, but on this end, the Mark White Show is here for you. Anna Christina, I appreciate those statements that you made there about your life and having to take some time and reconfigure, if you will. When we come back, let's talk some more about that. We're talking to Anna Christina. That's Anna Christina, if you're speaking in Spanish. But Anna Christina Cash is with me here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll stick with us for the next segment. I am your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better. And also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip Supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They'd dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass sways, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I have a very special guest on the line with me. It's Anna Christina Cash. She is the daughter-in-law of Johnny and June Cash. She married John Cash. She shared about how she could sing when she was younger, and she was encouraged and found her way onto a program.
They clapped for the contestant the loudest that they felt like they wanted to win. The audience would, so they'd turn it over to the audience. But I feel like the show had their little tricks too. If they wanted someone to win, like I saw it happen, like they just they sort of make it happen to where someone would win. But in another segment in that same show, it's so funny that you even bring that up. They had this character called El Chacal, and it was literally the Grim Reaper with a trumpet. And this was for adults. Like, adults would come in and sing, and if he would play the trumpet on you, it's because he wanted you booted off. And like, then he'd like ask for another chance, and you'd see these grown men and women just so sad and so depressed because this like Grim Reaper dude, like in leather with like peeps for his eyes and a trumpet, was like, I don't know. It's, you got to look it up, please. It's the most sadistic thing I've ever seen.
Oh, me. Well, you know, I'm picturing that character as you're talking about it. That is nuts. But you know, I've seen shows, yeah, El Chacal, and I've seen so many programs where it's a little more elaborate. Seems like on Spanish TV, the programs get a little more crazy. I know that we're moving that direction, but when I was watching programming in Mexico, and I would see people riding around on little bicycles and honking horns and all these things that they do during the show, I thought, wow, this is really wacky.
Oh yeah, it's some wacky stuff. What can I tell you?
And I couldn't understand a word of it.
It was very colorful world I grew up in as a kid.
but you know, it helps to make you you, and that's part of your culture, and that's part of you, and that also, you know, is a big part of watching your, like we talked about, your parents being hard workers, and obviously you have a determination within you to always try to do as much as you can. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how you moved into, how did it come to pass that you connected with John Cash, being this little girl growing up in South Florida, and all the things we've talked about?
So I'll give you the abbreviated version. So right after my years at Sabalo Gigante, I was about 14, 15 years old, and I went to the studio to record demos. At the age of 15, my sister got a new job as a pharmaceutical sales rep. So the person training her was in her car, and my sister had my demo on. And the woman said, "Who is this? This is like really great singing." And then my sister said, "It's my little sister. She's 15 years old." She's like, "No way. Like, I have a friend that works as an A&R at Sony Music Latin. Maybe you can take a listen to this. Maybe she can do demos for people or something." So they took a listen. They invited me into their offices at Sony Music in Miami Beach at the time. Now they've moved. This is for the Latin division of Sony, and they offered me a record deal on the spot. So then from there, I got to tour Latin America, just different places in the Caribbean, you know, U.S. states where they spoke Spanish, where there was a market for Spanish language music. And they gave me my first opportunity because it was in Miami where I was based out of, and that's where the label was based out of. And from then on, you know, there was a merger with BMG, so I parted ways with the label because they were focusing on their very established acts at the time. And I started doing work independently, and I released records in English, which I've always been more fluent in English than in Spanish, even though I grew up with both. So I ended up having several opportunities. Like in 2005, I became the first Hispanic person in history to sing the Star Spangled Banner at a presidential inauguration, which is crazy. Then in 2006, I was invited to sing at the White House for the president and for the Prince of Spain at the time, who's now the King Felipe of Spain now. So just different things. And then, you know, then I decided to compete in the Florida circuit, Miss USA circuit. So I became Miss South Florida USA in 2011, competed in Florida, did not top in Florida, but something I just wanted to do. It's like something that had nothing to do with music. So then after that experience and after studying for my journalism degree at the same time and doing live shows everywhere I could, I decided that I wanted to move to Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles for 4 years. John and I met at the Sunset Marquee Hotel, and he sat next to me, started chatting with me. We became friends. You know, for 9 months, we were friends just by correspondence, nothing romantic whatsoever. And he invited me on a date 9 months after we had met. And, you know, we ended up really falling for each other. So I moved to Nashville, and then we got engaged, then married, then baby. And, you know, we worked together because he's a great music producer as well. And, you know, we write a lot of songs together. So that's kind of how that happened. Just complete serendipity. And I think to myself, like, I almost didn't go anywhere that night, and I was literally in sweatpants. I wasn't even dressed up with makeup. I don't even know how he could have been remotely interested in me even as a friend. I just, like, I wasn't even trying. So
it says a lot about you.
I think it was dark, but oh, okay. Anyway. Say,
too bad it's audio, right? No.
Yeah. So that's my story.
Well, I know that y'all,
John, and my life story.
Y'all collaborate through Cash Cabin Enterprises, which is a full service production company, and y'all are able to work on music and other ventures together. Tell us about that operation.
So essentially, Cash Cabin is a recording studio. So many people have walked through the studio and just recorded great things out of there. You know, music videos have been shot there. Photo shoots for magazines, so it's fully operational in that sense. People can rent it out, and you know, it's been great because I've gotten to write for different artists as well. I've gotten to be on other artists' records. I've gotten to collaborate with many people, so it's a lot of fun just to be in a creative field like that, and it's a very welcoming environment. And I really do love Tennessee. Just having lived in three different states, in Florida, California, and in Tennessee, I feel very comfortable here at this time in my life. And you know, I'm so thankful for all the other places for shaping me into the person I am, the artist I am, but Tennessee as well. I really do love it here. And it's the first time I've gotten all of the seasons because I moved from Florida to California, where it was always warm in both of them, even though California would get cool at night because of the desert weather. But here in Tennessee, I actually experienced the relief of getting a spring, which was cool, like after a long winter. And I never had that in Florida or California because it was just nice all around all the time.
Speaking of things that transform us, my six-year-old daughter just came in here and gave me a hug while you were talking. And children have the most amazing ability to transform us. And I know that mm-hmm. you're having that experience right now.
Oh, my goodness. So much so. I feel like my daughter, just the birth of my daughter, just made me realize that I would do anything for this little person. I feel... Not that I was particularly selfish, but in many ways, you feel like your problems are so big, or that you have to do this and that, and a lot of your life focus, a lot of my life focus was on me and my career and just other things that I wanted to do. But just now having my daughter, I want to make her the best person she can possibly be at this point, and they're just so loving, really. Children are just any hug, any smile, anything they throw your way, it's like heaven opened up or something. It's
absolutely amazing. And the best thing we can do is be a good example to them and show them a path that can make life simpler and make life more valuable and appreciate the things around us. And that's what I try to teach Cora through through the things that we do here on the Mark White Show to make a difference, and to see that there are opportunities every single day to make a difference in somebody's life, and that if we do that, we touch somebody's life in a special way, and it helps them, and it helps our community, and ultimately it helps long after we're gone.
Absolutely, and that's a beautiful name. I love your daughter's name.
Thank you. Her middle name is Grace.
Wow, so, okay, perfect. They've got that in common, my daughter and your daughter.
Cora Grace.
That's awesome.
She's the fourth generation Grace. Her great-grandmother is a Grace. Her grandmother's a Grace. Her mom is a Grace. And Aura now is a Grace.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting because when I chose Grace June, obviously for John's mother, who's passed, June Carter Cash, we named her after her. The Grace is really in many ways after me, because Anna means full of grace in Hebrew. That's the meaning of Anna. And I just always liked the name. I thought it was very elegant. So it's kind of like a nod to me, her mom, and also to her grandmother, June.
Absolutely. Well, and we do those things in honor of those people and just to let their legacy live. And of course, the family has a huge legacy when it comes to music. And I know that you came into the family in 2016 when you married John, but so many people, they were just a beloved music couple. I've watched have you sat down and watched the Little House on the Prairie episode with Johnny and June?
I saw a portion of it. I can't say that I've seen the entire thing, but I just know from my husband and that they were very loving people, and I've seen so much footage just because of a lot of the projects that John has had to work on, and also The Gift that came out this past year, the documentary on Johnny Cash, the YouTube original The Gift, because of the work that my husband does to keep their legacy alive. I feel like they're in my life every day, and I feel like I've seen every video, every nuance, every song pretty much almost, and it's, you see that much footage of people, and you feel like you know them, at least, even though I never got to meet them.
Anna Christina, I've really enjoyed this conversation with you today, and I know that you've got a concert at 7 o'clock. Is that right, or 7:30?
I do, yes, for the HCA healthcare workers, where various artists were honoring just the frontline workers and everyone that's in the medical care industry and HCA, and you know, I'm very grateful and honored to be a part of that.
Well, and my daughter graduates kindergarten at 7:30, so we both have major events to be at.
Oh, congratulations. Hey. Hi, Cora Grace. Congratulations on your kindergarten graduation, sweetheart.
She's a little shy right now. She's my best sidekick, though. She knows it.
Oh, so sweet. I love kids. And does she like Elsa? Because my Grace loves Elsa.
Oh,
so
does
much.
She like Elsa? What a question.
That's so cool.
She's precious.
I love
that. She has the biggest bow on her head right now. She went swimming today, so she had fun doing that. She actually is part of my Make a Difference Minute. She talks during that segment. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark. This was a wonderful interview. I appreciate your time. Just for anyone that is going through a hard time right now with the COVID-19 situation or anything at home, please know that you're not alone. We're all in this together. I have faith that everything will get better, you know. I feel like this sort of thing, it's hard to believe that it's happening, but pandemics have been here for as long as people have been around, that they've come and gone. And I know that we will get through this, and I'm sorry for anyone that's suffering, and my heart is with you. So much easier that way. And really, I like to have a real conversation with people myself. I really don't, sugarcoat things in my interviews. I try to come from an honest place.
And I appreciate that. Folks, we've been talking to Anna Christina Cash, or little Anna Christina Cash.
Yes.
whichever way you go, we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. And I am your host, Mark White.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Talking about a hero.